Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣救主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
It is so good to be here with you this evening.
今天晚上能够跟大家在一起真是美好。
The text we pray the Lord be pleased to speak to us from.
我们要求主向我们说话的经文是
The Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
We're going to look at verses 1 through 10.
我们看1到10节。
Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. And while you're turning there again, I just want you to know how I have so looked forward to this meeting.
你翻的时候我要告诉大家我真是一直期盼这个聚会。
And I'm grateful that you're here tonight.
我也很感恩你今天晚上能够在这儿。
I want to speak tonight on the theme of Christianity's parable. That's what I call this.
我要讲的主题是基督教的比喻，我要这么称它。
Let's read our text.
好，我们一起来读这段经文。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净。使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我里爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
No doubt, every true Christian here this evening.
毫无疑问啊，今天每一个真正的基督徒
feels that there is room for improvement in your Christian life.
你觉得在你基督徒生命中还有长进的余地？
You can't be a believer in the Lord and not feel.
你不可能在主里是个信徒，然后不感觉到
that there's always room to grow.
不感觉到你总是有长进的余地的。
But sometimes this feeling for the need of growth,
有时候这个感觉到需要长进的这个感觉啊，
can turn to a pessimism, if not a discouragement.
有时候会变成一种消极，一种悲观的，或者一种叫人灰心的一种感觉。
You can't find one area that you're like Jesus completely.
因为在你生命中你不可以找到任何一个方面完完全全像主耶稣一模一样。
I honestly believe that that is a good thing.
但是我真诚地相信这是一件好事。
It motivates what I call desperate dependency.
因为这样的感觉会激励我们，我称之为一种完全的绝望中的信靠投靠。
That's what I've entitled these few hours with you.
这就是我这几个钟头要讲的主题啊。
We have to learn how to be dependent upon Jesus.
如何信靠主耶稣。
But there is a requirement for dependency.
但是要信靠他有条件的。
And I believe the Bible calls that desperation.
我相信这个条件圣经称之为绝望无助。
It's the very antidote to pride and self-reliance.
这是自信和骄傲的一个解药。
Tonight I want to give an overview of the parable.
今天我要给大家看一下这个比喻的中览。
Tomorrow and Sunday we will go into greater detail.
明天和礼拜天我们要更详细的查考。
But as we focus this evening on Just a general cursory view.
今天我们就把注意力集中在一个就是一个泛泛的中览上。
I want you to notice how your life compares to this parable.
你的生命怎么能够放在这个比喻当中，怎么比较它？
Would you agree with me?
你能够同意我吗？
That there is something happening among evangelicalism today.
在今天的福音派圈子里头，在发生一些事儿。
And that something is not good.
那件事儿不是个好事儿。
One of the major problems of Western Christianity.
在西方的基督教的最大的一个毛病就是。
Is a failure to live beneath what God has intended for us.
就是我们不能够活到神对我们的要求，我们总是低标准。
In other words,
换言之，
we are failing to live normal Christianity.
我们不能够活到一个正常的基督徒生活。
We're living this subnormal, this abnormal variety.
我们总是活在一个低层次的一个低水平的一个标准上。
How many of you would say, when I read the scriptures,
你们多少人会说，当我读圣经的时候，
I cannot find the Bible's experience like my experience.
我发现圣经的讲到的经历跟我的经历不符合。
I find so little in the Word of God that compares with me.
我实际上的生活根本达不到圣经的要求。
Why am I so weak?
为什么那么软弱?
Why am I so powerless against my own desires of the flesh?
当我肉体有私欲的时候，我总是不能胜过。Why? 为什么?
Am I so lame in my zeal to testify for Jesus Christ?
我要为主传福音的火热总是这么火焰这么低。
The answers to those questions is my goal this weekend.
这My goal.
Goal, aim, target.
我要这些问题的答案就是我今天要讲的主题主目标。
I believe that the Lord wants to lead us into what I believe we can call the normal Christian experience.
我相信主要带领我们进到所谓的我称之为正常的基督徒的生活当中。
Please do not misunderstand me. Perfection is not the goal.
请不要误会我，我们的目标不是十全十美。
But neither should frustration and failure.
但是受挫感跟失败也不是目标。
I cannot tell you that this passage of scripture has meant to me.
我不能够形容这段经文对我的意义何等深长。
And sometime tomorrow, I'll tell you an experience I had almost 10 years ago.
明天我会讲到我大概十年前的一个经历。
As I read this text.
当我读这段经文的时候。
But this evening, again, I just want to give you an overview of this parable.
我会给你一个很简单的中览。
And I want to deal with, in particularly,
特别我要看的是
the overall theme.
这个总的主题、总纲、主旨。
So would you join me in prayer?
我们一起来祷告。
As we seek the Lord this evening.
当我们今晚一起寻求神的面。
We really need him. I need him.
因为我们真是需要他，尤其是我。
I want to practice what I'm going to preach to you about.
我要把我所传讲给你的实际的行出来。
Desperate dependency upon him.
就是完完全全在绝望中的投靠他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we come now because we know we need you.
父神，我们来到你面前，因为我们知道我们实在需要你。
Our knowledge of how great we need you is not even close to what you know is true about us.
我们对你需要的认识根本远远低于你知道我们的需要。
And so, Brother Larry and I come to you.
所以我们两个人讲的跟翻译的软弱，在软弱中来到你面前。
Trembling.
我们真是恐惧战惊。
Sensing the burden of this holy call.
我们知道神的神圣的呼召的负担。
To preach your word.
传讲你的话语。
And to do it accurately, rightly.
按着正义分解你的正道。
And with power.
带着能力。
Neither of those things we are capable of in ourselves.
我们自己靠自己根本就做不到这些事儿。
So Father, I'm calling on you.
父神，我们呼求你。
Hear us.
恳求你听我们祷告。
And answer, please.
求你回应。
Make your son to be visible, manifested in this place.
让你的儿子在这个地方能够彰显自己。
Help us to see him.
帮助我们能够看见他。
The eyes of faith to behold him.
用信心的眼睛能够见到他。
Look upon his beauty and his glory and his grace.
看见他的荣美，他的恩典，他的能力。
And we be transformed from glory to glory.
好叫我们能够心意更新，能够改变。
For your Holy Spirit's power, we plead.
我们求的是你圣灵的大能。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Anytime you want to understand the text,
当你想要了解圣经的时候,
you must first understand the context.
你必须先要了解它的上下文背景。
There is background information that we need to know.
有一些背景我们需要了解。
If we're to rightly divide this parable,
如果我们要按着正义明白这个比喻的话,
this parable falls somewhere between the Lord's Supper and the Garden of Gethsemane prayer.
这个比喻是在主的祷告和克西马尼园的经历之间。
This parable is part of a larger discourse of our Lord.
这是我们主耶稣的一个很长的一个讲章的当中的一段。
Starts in the 13th chapter and ends with his high priestly prayer in the 17th chapter.
从十三章约翰福音开始，一直到他大祭司的十七章的祷告结束。
The largest discourse of Jesus.
其实是主耶稣所有的讲道当中最长的一段。
Close second would be the Sermon on the Mount.
第二段最长的就是登山宝训。
Now what is its theme?
它的主题是什么呢？
Well, the theme of the discourse, chapters 13 through 17.
13章、17章的主旨是什么呢？
Are interwoven and restated in several different ways.
是不断的交织，而且重复了几个不同的方法讲出来的。
But perhaps the most important theme of those chapters.
也许这些章节里头最重要的主题呢？
Is the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
是神应许圣灵要降临。
This I believe is central to these chapters.
我相信对这些章节是最主要的主旨。
And it's central to understanding our parable tonight.
也是我们明白今天这个比喻的一个核心，要明白圣灵降临。
Now, why do I call this Christianity's parable?
为什么我称之为基督教的比喻呢？
It's because this parable, more than any other,
因为这个比喻啊，比其他任何的比喻都
describes the Christian life,
都清楚地描写了基督徒的生活生命。
Jesus's parables were masterful in their design.
耶稣的每个比喻都是非常精巧，非常精炼的。
They would describe certain aspects of the Christian life.
他们会形容基督徒生命的某一个方面。
But this one parable encompasses the entire Christian life.
但这个比喻呢，把基督徒生命的方方面面全部都概括。
This is not a Sunday parable.
这不是个礼拜天的比喻而已。
It's a parable for every day of your life.
而是概括了你生命中的每一天。
Jesus is explaining to us how do you live the Christian life.
耶稣在描绘我们如何过基督徒的生活。
And in this artful illustration, he summarizes how you and I can live for him.
在这个比喻当中，这个精巧的比喻当中，他总结了我们怎么样过基督徒生活。
But the problem we have to confront in order for us to go further.
我们先要面对的问题，然后才能够进一步了解呢。
Is that Western Christianity is suffering a major problem tonight.
就是今天西方的基督教在受到一个很大的挑战和问题。
And that problem is most professing Christians have never truly been converted.
这个问题就是大多数自称是基督徒的人大多数没有真正重生得救。
And there's a second problem,
第二个问题是
much like it,
很相似啊。
Those who are converted are living so immaturely.
就算那些真正重生得救的人，他们过着非常不成熟的基督徒生活。
So you could say it this way.
所以你可以这样讲啊。
The majority professing Christians are not converted.
大多数自称是基督徒的人，其实没有生命，没有得救。
the majority that are living so profoundly beneath God's best.
就算那些自称得救人，大多数也活在神的标准，远远超过神的标准之下。
That leaves a small minority of Christians.
真的就留下了一群很少的基督徒了。
Who have understood what Jesus meant in these chapters and specifically in this parable.
很少基督徒真正明白这个比喻，而且活在其中。
Who by the Spirit have been illuminated to understand the Christian life.
这些人靠着圣灵的光照，真正明白基督徒的生活，很少人。
There's not a life of hard struggle and effort.
这不是一个靠自己挣扎努力的一个生活。
Doesn't mean that there's not struggle and effort and sometimes warfare.
这并不是说就没有挣扎，有时候也没有征战，有的。
But Christ intended even in your spiritual warfare to be rest, a rest.
但基督的旨意是，就算你有征战，在征战挣扎当中，你仍然有安息。
Our Lord's goal for you is not struggle, frustration, and failure.
我们的主对你的目标不是一辈子失败、软弱、征战，不。
What did he say?
他说什么
？Anybody heavy laden, burdened?
若有人劳苦担重担的
，Come to me and I will give you
rest. 可以到我这来，我就必使你得享安息。
There's activity, there's work, because he says there's a yoke.
当然有工作，有劳苦，因为他说有担子，有轭。
My yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省，我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light.
对，这是轻省的。
Even in your severest trial,
就算你最大的患难当中
，Jesus has promised.
耶稣应许了安息。
Why?
为什么？
Because this parable, the answer is this parable will show us that it's not your strength against the enemy.
因为这个比喻会告诉我们，不是你的力量能够抵挡仇敌的。
It's his.
那是他的。
Now there's a warning I need to give us about interpreting parables.
我首先要警告大家，解释比喻的时候要小心啊。
Every parable in the New Testament.
新约里头每一个比喻呢？
Has one major lesson.
都只有一个主要的功课。
Some have a major lesson and then a minor lesson.
有些主要的跟次要的功课啊，两功课。
But seldom any more than two.
但不会超过两三个的。
Therefore, you cannot press every detail of a parable.
所以你不能够把一个比喻的每个细节都解释的到细枝末节里头。
Parables are not like Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, if you've heard that.
这些比喻不像约翰·班扬的《天路历程》啊。
Pilgrim's Progress is an allegory.
那个《天路历程》也是个比喻啊，是一个比喻。
The author intended even details to have meaning.
那个作者的用意是借着甚至每个细节都来教导功课。
But you can't read a parable like that.
但圣经的比喻不是这样啊。
You will make the parable say things that Jesus did not intend them to say.
要不然你就会叫耶稣说他没有想要说的话，就会过分强调了一些。
What I want to show you in the second hour this evening, what is that major theme?
好，第二堂课呢，我们要看到这个比喻的主题是什么。
But in this hour, I want us to look at the participants of the parable.
那这堂课呢，我们要看看这个比喻当中的参与者。
Who are the participants in this parable? Well, there are three.
这个比喻当中有哪一些角色呢？有三个。
The first is the vine.
第一就是葡萄树。
Who's the vine?
谁是葡萄树？
Well, Jesus has answered this for us, has he not?
耶稣为我们回答了，对不对？
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Jesus is the central character here.
这里主耶稣是主角。
Now, Jesus is not just inventing out of thin air a new title for himself.
这里主耶稣不是无中生有为自己造了一个新的一个名称呢，不。
Our Lord is reaching back into the Old Testament and bringing something from those scriptures.
主耶稣乃是回到旧约圣经，把旧约的比喻带到新约来。
The Bible says that there was someone else who was called a vine in the Old Testament.
主耶稣告诉我们，在旧约圣经头，另外一位，我们也称他为葡萄树。
That was the nation of Israel.
那就是以色列国了。
And so as we read Isaiah chapter 5, we see that God called his beloved people a vine.
神称他为所爱的百姓为葡萄园。
Isaiah chapter 5,
以赛亚书第五章。
Let me read verses 1 and 2.
我们读一到二节，以赛亚。
Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，这是我所爱者的歌。
My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill.
论他的葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
He's dug it up and cleared out its stones.
他刨挖园子，捡去石头。
And planted it with the choicest vine.
栽种上等的葡萄树。
He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it.
他在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出酒池，压酒池。
So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes.
他指望结好葡萄。反倒结了野葡萄。
Look at verse 7.
再看第七节。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel.
万军耶和华葡萄树就是以色列家。
And the men of Judah are his pleasant plant.
他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。
He looked for justice, but behold, oppression.
他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐。
For righteousness, but behold, a cry for help.
指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
And so here we see that God took his people out of Egypt.
我们这里看到神把他的百姓从埃及带出来。
Like a tender shoot and planted it in that land of promise.
就像一个嫩枝子把它栽在应许地。
Cared for it, cultivated it.
照顾他，栽培他，照管他。
And he expected a harvest.
他就盼望得到丰收。
But here the prophet Isaiah says that God did not reap what he had intended to reap.
这里以赛亚先知说到，神没有得到他所指望的大丰收。
And as often Israel failed to be the perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
正如以色列常常不能够达到主耶稣基督的他所盼望达到的那个要求和影他
so,
真体
centuries later God once again takes out of Egypt his son
how many years later?
hundreds of years、
几百年之后呢神把他的儿子从埃及带出来
doesn't that happen? isn't that what the writer Matthew say?
马太不是这么说吗对不对
When Joseph brought Mary and the babe Jesus out of Egypt,
当约瑟把婴孩耶稣从埃及带出来
Matthew records these words,
马太这么说的
Out of Egypt I've called my son.
我从埃及召我的儿子出来
In many ways, Israel was a picture of the coming Messiah.
从有些一个角度来看以色列就是将要来的弥赛亚的一个影子
But over and over and over they failed.
但是一次次以色列失败了。
And here comes Christ saying,
这里耶稣来到他说
I'm the vine.
我才是真葡萄树。
I'm the true vine.
我是真正的葡萄树。
What God expected of you,
神所期望你们达到的
He will receive from me.
你们达不到但是我达到了。
I'm the fulfillment of those prophecies.
我就是旧约的预言的成全。
I am the only one that can satisfy
我是那唯一能够满足你们的那一位。
What does he say in the sixth chapter?
第六章他怎么说
？I'm the bread of heaven.
我是天上降下来的粮。
If any man would eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, he shall have life.
有人吃我的血喝吃我的血吃我的肉就可以有生命。
Our Lord wasn't promoting cannibalism.
主耶稣不是在提倡食人主义啊。
He is saying, I'm the only nourishment you need.
他乃说我是能
I'm the source.
滋养你生命的
源头。
我是真正的葡萄树。
I'm the life source that you need here.
我就是你在今天你在这儿所需要的生命的源头。
God has planted not a tender shoot.
神所栽培的不是一个嫩草
But a vine,
嫩芽乃是 葡萄树
that cannot be destroyed.
这是不能毁掉的葡萄树。
Solomon said the small foxes spoil the vines.
所罗门说那个小狐狸想要毁掉葡萄园。
Isaiah said that the wild boar came.
以赛亚说
and dug up the roots of that vine called Israel.
野猪混进来要把那个根葡萄树的根给挖掉。
But listen.
请听。
All of the enemies that came against our Lord have been defeated.
所有要攻击我们主的仇敌都被打败了。
And the vine survives.
那个葡萄树仍然存活，生命仍然存留。
The life I need tonight.
我今天所需要的生命。
Has overcome all opposition.
已经胜过了一切的拦阻。
I don't have to lose and be defeated tonight.
我今天晚上我没有必要失败、软弱、跌倒、灰心。
I think Christians are afraid to say those words these days.
我相信今天很多基督徒很怕说这些话。
We think it's somehow either presumptuous to say that or
我们以为说这样的话是非常的自高自大、自以为是。
We sound like those TV preachers.
我们像那些电视上的布道家一样。
Who always promise a silver lining behind every cloud. If you give enough money, of course.
当然只要你奉献你神就一定会给你美好的将来。我们像那些电视上的布道家一样。
And out of fear of sounding like them or being misunderstood,
或者怕像那些电视布道家或者怕被别人误解。
We run from the truth.
我们就不敢面对事实，面对真理。
Jesus has overcome.
耶稣已经得胜了。
He's crushed the enemy's head.
他已经把仇敌的头给打碎了。
And he has satisfied every need before I even need it.
在我甚至知道我需要之前，他已经满足了我一切的需要。
He is the provision, dear friend, before your need even arises.
你甚至有需要之前他已经供应了你的需要。
He's the true vine.
他是真正的葡萄树。
There's a second participant.
还有第二个角色。
The vine dresser.
就是栽培的人。
Well, once again, Jesus tells us who this is.
好，耶稣又告诉我们这位栽培者是谁。
My father is the vine dresser.
他说，我父是栽培的人。
It's for the vine dresser that the vine produces its fruit.
栽培者有责任要使葡萄树结果子。
The father as a master gardener.
父是栽培者的最有智慧的栽培者。
Does all that he does with the true vine, his son, in order to produce fruit to his glory.
他尽其所能，要培养他的儿子真葡萄树，好叫他能够结果子。
We'll see this in the morning.
我们看到
in the morning.
明天早上 tomorrow
morning.
明天早上会看到。
The father does all that he does.
父神会竭尽一切为了他自己的荣耀叫他结果子。
Gain unto himself.
要得到丰收。
And the father cultivated and cared for the vine.
父神栽培养育眷顾葡萄树。
In such a way.
如此的眷顾。
Christ fruitful.
好叫基督多结果子。
Without the vine dresser's care, Christ says, I cannot be fruitful.
如果没有栽培者的精心培养，基督说我不能结果子。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友，
you need the care of the Father.
你需要父神的眷顾和栽培。
Without his care, neither can you be fruitful.
没有他的眷顾，我们不能结果子。
It's the activity of God, it's his grace.
是神的恩典，神的作为，我们。
Working in you, working in me.
他在我们里面运行。
See, the Christian life is not about a person who's a do-gooder.
你知道，基督徒生命不是做这个做那个做好事。
Do the best you can.
你尽力而为。
Live a good moral life.
你要过一个美好的生活。
Christianity is not a moral ethical teaching alone.
基督徒的生命不仅仅是道德规律，不做这个不做那个，繁文缛节、清规戒律，不。
Christianity is about the good life.
基督徒的生活乃是有关这个美好的生命。
And how to achieve it.
我们怎么能够达到？
And the vine and the vine dresser work in our behalf.
这葡萄树和栽培者代替我们在动工。
It's His activity in you that produces the good life.
是他在你里面动得善功，使你能够结果子。
And as we go through this parable,
当我们看这个比喻的时候，
it's amazing how much of the vine's fruitfulness depends upon the vine dresser.
这叫人惊讶啊！这个葡萄树多结果子，多少都是靠着这栽培者的工作。
And then there are the branches.
然后第三就是果子，第三个角色就是枝子。
And once again, our Lord answers the question, who are the branches?
主耶稣又回答这个问题，这些枝子到底是谁呢？
He says in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches.
第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Every child of God is a branch.
每一个神的儿女都是一根枝子，在葡萄树上的一根枝子。
Now this is an interesting phrase or word picture Jesus gives.
这里是一个很有趣的一个一幅图画，耶稣让我们看到。
The Apostle Paul uses a very similar illustration.
使徒保罗也用一个很相似的例子。
When he talks about grafted in branches.
当他讲到接枝啊，把枝子接在葡萄树上。
Speaking to you and me, Gentiles.
他在讲的是我们这些外邦人啊。
We are wild branches.
我们曾经是野橄榄枝、野葡萄树啊。
Our being attached to the vine is not natural.
换言之，我们能够跟葡萄树接上，不是自然的。
But God has grafted you and I in.
但神把你我接枝接上去了。
Note.Who did the grafting?
请注意啊，是谁接的枝啊？谁做的工作？
Once again,
再一次。
It's the vine dresser.
是那一位栽培者。
Salvation, conversion.
得救，回归，归信。
Being born of God is a work of God.
被神所生，都是神自己的工作。
It's not because you and I made a wise decision that we're here tonight.
不是因为你我做了一个正确的决志祷告，我们今天就在这儿。不。
Now it might be a wise decision for you to have decided to be here.
当然，你今天
I won't dispute that.
决定要来这儿是一个智慧的决定，没错啊，我不反对啊。
But being placed into Christ is not of your own doing.
但我们今天之所以能够在基督里，不是我们自己的决志、自己的作为。
We're not natural to the vine.
我们对这个葡萄树而言，我们不是自然接上去的，不。
But God in His great mercy and pity for you.
那是神在他的怜悯跟他的大爱，为你的怜悯。
With accurate skill severed you from that which you were natural to.
他带着很大的智慧，他把你从你自然的生命中隔离了。
And he placed you,
然后把你接上
delicate care,
精心的把你接上
to the vine,
接上了葡萄树。
I'm here tonight,
我今天之所以在这儿
because of the love of God, period.
神的爱就是神的爱而已，仅此而已。
I can't explain to you why he.Did this for me. There is no logical explanation.
我不能解释，没有合乎逻辑解释为什么他为我们做了这些。
And the deeper I look within to try to find it,
我越往我里面找理由。
The more I'm convinced there's no reason for him.
我越肯定我找不到理由，他要拣选我，他要爱我，找不到理由。
It's amazing.
这叫人惊讶。
When the scripture says God is love.
圣经说神就是爱。
It never, never, never says.
圣经从来不说
God is wrath.
神是愤怒。
Does God exhibit wrath?
神是否彰显他的愤怒呢？
Look at Calvary and find your answer.
看看加略山，你就找到答案。是的，他的确彰显愤怒。
But even his wrath is a display of his love.
但甚至在他的愤怒中，也是他的爱的彰显。
His love for everything that is good and right and beautiful.
因为他爱一切美好的、良善的和。
I look at the cross and all I see is horror.
我看到十字架，我所看到的都是可怕。
Grotesque violence against my sin.
一切对我的罪恶的 恨恶。
The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that it pleased the Father to crush, bruise his son.
在以赛亚书五三章说到，父神喜悦压伤他的儿子。
How could he be so pleased to take?
他怎么能喜悦
his beloved?
让他所爱的儿子
the one who is like him.
那位他像他的形象的
and to cast him away from him as if he is the scum of the earth.
把他掩面不看他，撇弃他，像渣子一样，像渣子一样。
What's pleasurable about that?
这有什么好喜悦的？告诉我。
The Bible says that in his soul, the vine.
圣经告诉我，在他的里面，在
he suffered.
在葡萄树里头，他受痛苦。
We can go no further.
我们讲不清的。
I can explain to you the physical sufferings and misery of the cross.
我可以跟你讲他肉体上受了哪些痛苦。
I've studied.
我研究。
I've listened, I've watched, I've read doctors.
我读了很多书，我看了一些东西，我听一些医学报告等等。
Who've analyzed crucifixion in the first century.
他们分析第一世纪的钉十字架有什么痛苦。
And those are enough to turn your stomach.
单单看那些你就要呕吐了。
We have a word in our language, excruciating pain.
我们的语言就是痛苦至极啊。
And it's a word that simply means out of the cross.
意思
out of the cross.
意思就是十字架那个痛苦就是。
It's a way of trying to describe indescribable pain.
那意思就是痛苦到了极点。
And that's exactly how you have to describe Jesus' physical sufferings.
你就可以解释耶稣的肉身的痛苦是。
They're indescribable.
是无法形容的。
But my dear friend.
亲爱的朋友无可名状。
The veil covers us from going any further.
神让我们不能够再进一步的理解。
It just simply says the Father made his soul an offering for sin.
圣经说神让他把自己献上作为我们的赎罪祭。
And we, as much as we can understand the pain that he went through physically,
我们虽然能够稍微理解一些他肉身的痛苦。
The spiritual anguish that the Father brought upon him was far worse.
他的灵性父神给他带来的灵魂的痛苦那是远超过这一切。
So please,
所以请你
how can you describe that as an act of love?
请你想想这怎么能够形容他的这怎么形容他的爱呢?
Because as the writer of Hebrews says,
因为正如希伯来书的作者说的,
He was putting away sin,
他
by the sacrifice of himself,
借着他自己的牺牲除掉我们的罪。
The love of God for all that is right,
神对一切良善的爱,
came against our sins, our trespasses, our crimes, our trespasses, our crimes, it came against all of that.
他对我们的愤怒，我们的过犯的一切的愤怒。
And righteously dealt with them in justice.
他在公义中惩罚我们。
So he could sit here and look on you right now, sir. Look on you right now.
所以他可以坐在这儿，现在看着你。
And say,
说,
My beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
你是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
That's love.
这是爱。
A love that's so deep.
这么深的爱。
So pure that it hates anything that's impure.
这么纯洁的爱，所以以至于他恨恶一切不纯洁的东西。
And is not afraid to deal with it.
而且他不会不处理这些事。
God is love.
神是爱。
How else can I explain why I'm here tonight?
除此以外，我怎么形容我为什么今天会在这儿？
In His good pleasure, He loved me.
在他的喜悦中，他爱了我。
And there is no other answer.
没有别的答案。
May God help us to cover our mouths if we try to go further.
如果我们再讲下去，神帮助我们闭口不言。
And I hope by Sunday evening,
我盼望到礼拜天晚上之前,
that you will experience the love of God fresh and new for yourself.
你会再一次经历到神对你的新鲜的大爱。
That you will believe that God does love you.
你会真正的相信神爱你。
We should never ever be afraid of those words.
我们不应该害怕讲这些话。
Our theology makes us fearful to say God loves me or you.
如果我们的神学思想禁止我们说这些话，神爱我，神爱你的话，
then we need to go back to the scriptures.
那我们需要再次回到圣经。
You can't read this book without discovering that love, the love of God.
你不可能读这本书，然后不发现神的爱，爱
is the primary source of our everyday life.
是我们每天生活的主要的生活的源头力量。
He intends for you to live by this one glorious thought. God loves me.
他要你靠着这个荣耀的思想而生活，就是神爱你。
God is not against you.
神不是讨厌你、抵挡你的。
For if God be for us, who can be against us?
若有神帮助我，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And yet so many of us,
但我们当中很多人，
many of you, I'm sure,
你也是，我相信很多你。
Tiptoe around God as if he's angry and displeased and he doesn't like you.
我们在神旁边战战兢兢，好像神不爱你，神讨厌你，神不爱你。
What the vine died for?
这不是那葡萄树死的原因。
His love has been set upon you if you're His.
如果你是属他的，他的爱就在你身上。
And because it has, that means you are of value to Him.
因为你被他所爱，所以你对他是有价值的。
Until you believe that, my friend,
朋友，直到你信这一点。
Your prayers will never be communion with God, they'll be bargaining with God.
你的祷告不是在跟他甜美的交通，而是在跟他讲价还价。
Prayer will not be rest in his presence.
你的祷告不是在他面前的安息了。
Prayer will be it'll be a hard thing.
祷告变成了一个负担了，一个重担。
You will find no footing in order to come to this glorious good father.
你就 no what?
No, you'll have no footing, no ground, no reason.
你就没有来到他面前的任何的根据和理由了。
Your conscience will argue against it.
你的良心会责备你。
The enemy will argue against it.
仇敌也会控告你。
What is he called? The accuser of the brethren.
对，仇敌我们称他为什么？是控告弟兄的。
And who does he accuse you to mostly?
他最主要控告你，控告什么呢？
God?
神啊。
I don't think so.
我不以为然。
He knows he can't get anywhere with God.
他知道他不能控告神。
Satan believes in Calvary better than most of us in this room.
你知道魔鬼撒旦相信十字架比我们大多数人信得更深。
He knows the price for holy justice has been paid.
他知道那圣洁公义的神已经偿清了罪债。
I believe he's already been kicked out of heaven.
我相信撒旦已经从天上被踢出去了。
Access to the Father is no longer.
他没有权柄再到父神面前了。
He's been cast down to this earth knowing that his time is short.
他的时间短暂，他已经被扔到地上，他知道他时间不多了，所以。
Who does he accuse you to?
所以他控告你。
Who does he accuse you to?
What do you mean? 他向谁控告你呢？
Who does he go to and accuses you and says,
他向谁？
Look at his sin, look at her sin.
谁来控告你，你的罪呢？
You.
他向你控告。
Me.
控告，他向我们自己控告我们自己。
And if I don't believe the love of God in Christ Jesus, my friend,
如果我不相信神在耶稣基督里的大爱的话，朋友们，
Satan has already won.
撒旦就赢了，已经赢了。
You are the branch.
你就是枝子。
And you've been grafted into the vine.
你已经接上了葡萄树了。
And you're in the vine not because of what you did or did not do.
你之所以今天在葡萄树里，不是因为你做了什么或者没做什么。
Not what my hands have done.
不是我手所做的功劳。
Save my guilty soul.
不是我的善行能够拯救我的有罪的灵魂。
Not all my prayers or sighs or tears.
不是我的哀叹、我的祷告、我的痛苦。
Bear my awful load.
能够担当我的可怕的罪担。
What is the answer?
答案是什么？
The love of God in Christ Jesus.
神的大爱，在基督耶稣里的爱。
Choosing to love you,
他拣选了你要爱你
and grace you,
神的恩典领导你
putting you in the vine,
把你接上了葡萄树
Before we finish this session,
好，我们没有讲完这段经文之前呢
Let's look at the function of each participant.
我们再看看每一个角色的功用
What do they do in this parable?
好，在这个比喻当中，每个角色所做的是什么呢？
And as you look at the function of the vine dresser in verses 1 through 3,
那你看1到3节的栽培者的功用
you discover that Jesus required much attention from the Father.
你看主耶稣需要父神的精心的栽培和照顾
And you require it also.
你也需要他的精心培植
It is the Father's labors that makes the vineyard produce.
是父神的劳苦使葡萄园、葡萄树能够结果子。
And God continually must place His hand into the vineyard.
父神必须把他的手放在葡萄园里继续工作。
Otherwise, the vine will not produce.
否则，葡萄树就不能结果子。
Now I know that that bothers some of you.
我知道，我们当中有些牧师也许听不进去啊。
But tomorrow you're going to see this is exactly what Jesus said.
明天你会看到，这就是耶稣说的，他的意思就是如此。
In the next session you're going to see it.
啊，下一堂课你就会看到，其实。
And so the function of the vine dresser.
所以栽培者的功用是什么呢
？Is to ensure that the vine produces a harvest.
是要保证这葡萄树能够结出。丰收果子。
His function is to restore unfruitful branches.
他的另一个功用呢，就是把那些不结果子的枝子呢，又使他们能够恢复结果子的功用。
Again, you cannot read into this parable and press every detail.
哦，再说一次啊，你不能够过分的。讲解释这段经文把细节都讲过分了。
Some of you have come to this conference and honestly,
有些人来到这个中国桥聚会啊真正的啊。
There's not a whole lot of fruit going on right now.
在你生命中没有很多果子对不对
I don't know anybody here.
我不认识你们任何人啊。
I just met him today.
我们今天才见面。
I don't know you.
我对你一无所认识。
But I know me.
我也知道我自己。
I know human nature.
我也知道人的本性如何。
And I'm just very safe in saying.
我想我这样说很安全。
Some of you are struggling in your production of fruit.
你们当中有人正在挣扎的要结果子。
And if you read this parable too close, pressing too many details.
如果你读这段经文这个比喻把它解释过分了的话
You may think you're not even in the vine.
你也许甚至以为你不在葡萄树上
Now remember,
没有接上但记得
There are a lot of people who are claiming to be in the vine that are not.
的确有这样的人啊他们想要进到葡萄树里头其实没有生命还没进去
And he does deal with that.
他也处理这些问题
But he also deals with those branches that are not bearing fruit at this precise moment.
但他也要帮助那些在此时此刻没有结果子的枝子
So that they will produce.
好叫他们能够多结果子
And then he also cares for the fruitful branches.
他同时他也关心那些正在结多结果子枝子
Every branch in me that bears fruit, verse 2.
第二节，凡结果子的，他就修理干净
He prunes that it may bear fruit.More fruit.
使枝子结果子更多。
So that's the Father's business.
这是父神的工作。
And then in verse 6,
哦，第六节呢？
His function is to remove the dead wood that is not producing and will never produce.
第六节呢，他讲到他的功用是把那些不结果子的那些腐朽的把它除掉。
Let's look at the function of the vine.
我们再看看四到五节那些那个葡萄树的功用是什么呢？
The purpose of the vine is to provide fruit producing life.
葡萄树的功用是 provide,
fruit producing life. Life that produces fruit.
给能够结果子的生命供应这个生命。
Verse 4.
看第四节。
Abide in me and I in you.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。为什么？
As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither you unless you abide in me.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
And then in verse 5, he makes it conclusive.
哦，第五节他做了一个总结。
Without me, you can do nothing.
他说，人离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So it's the function of the vine to give to the branches a life that will produce fruit.
所以葡萄树的功用是给枝子生命，好叫枝子能结果子。
It's not my responsibility.
不是我的责任呢。
For that life.
我没责任供应那个生命。
It's his.
是他的责任供应。
It's his business to ensure that I have everything I need to produce.
这是他的工作，要保证我有我所需要的一切，好叫我能够结果子。
That is why the apostle Peter says in his second epistle.
所以在彼得后书，彼得说
that you have already been given everything that pertains to life and godliness.
他一切关乎生命和前进的事，他都赐给你了。
Can you stand for me to say something? That's so radical.
你可以受得了我说这样吗？
Here's what I want to say to you.
我要说的是。
You don't need anything new from Jesus.
你不需要从耶稣得一些什么新鲜东西，不需要。
You already have it.
你已经有了。
It's not yours to try to create a new experience with Christ.
你没必要跟耶稣有什么创造一个新的经历。
Some people go to conferences and places like this,
有些人去参加一些什么特会啊，什么聚会啊。
And they want the teacher or the preacher to give them some new formula, some new idea.
他们要传道人给他一些新的工程师，新的方法，新的什么。
That's going to revolutionize their Christian life.
使他们的基督徒生命可以有革命性的变化。
What can either one of us do that Jesus hasn't already done?
我俩能够做啥能够叫你得到耶稣已经为你成就的事呢？
Jesus said it's the vine's job to give you all that you need.
耶稣说是葡萄树的工作供应你一切你所需要的。
And that's exactly what he does.
这就是他所做的。没错。
Because the branch cannot bear fruit without the vine.
因为没有葡萄树枝子不能做什么。
So what I need to do,
所以我需要做什么呢？
is to take my cannot and join with his can.
把我的不能和他的能挂上钩。
And we both will do.
我们一起来做。
That makes sense?
对不对？
Take your cannot,
把你所不能做的
join it with his can,
和他能做的
and we will do.
做上，接上我们就能了。
Which leads me to the function of the branch.
好，我们再看到最后枝子的功用呢？
Found in verses 4 and 5 and 7 through 10.
4到5节还有7到10节。
Now it's here that the metaphor breaks down.
这里啊，这个比喻就有一点用不上了。
Jesus' illustration doesn't even go this far. It can't go this far.
耶稣这里的例子就不能够过分的解释啊。
Because a branch bears no responsibility to be connected to the vine.
因为枝子没有责任要跟葡萄树结连。
The branch is just there, right?
枝子就在那儿，对不对？
It just kind of hangs out.
它不能够就是在半空中悬着，不能。
But you and I are not inanimate objects.
但你我不是没有生命的这些东西。
We have been given a precious gift called the will.
神给了我们一个宝贵的恩赐，叫做意志。
The ability to choose.
就是拣选的能力，选择的能力。
And because God is a God of love,
因为神是一位爱的神。
He has given us this beautiful thing called the will, so that we can give him love.
他给了我们这个礼物叫做意志，所以我们可以回应他的爱。
And that must include a freedom not to love him if we don't want to.
所以也给我们自由不爱他。 的自由选择。
This is where the metaphor breaks down.
这就是这个比喻比喻不到的地方。
A vine doesn't tell its branch, now you hang on now.
这个枝子不能告诉葡萄树不能告诉枝子你抓住我。
Because the branch doesn't have a will that can choose to do opposite of that.
因为枝子是没有生命的它不能够有意志选择。
But we have a will.
但我们有意自由意志。
Becoming a Christian does not remove your will.
成为基督徒不会使你成为变成没有自由意志的人。
It frees your will.
相反的会使你的意志得释放。
So that you can choose to obey him.
好叫你可以自由选择顺服他爱他。
And therefore, Jesus has to speak in this way.
所以耶稣要这么讲话。
That it's your responsibility, my responsibility.
也是所以你有责任我也有责任。
To remain connected to him.
我们要继续的在他里面。
So that I can bear fruit.
好叫我们可以多结果子。
How much fruit should I bear?
我应该多结多少果子呢？
If you go through the parable, you should have noticed a progression.
你如果看继续看这个比喻的话，你可以看到这个长进。
First,
首先呢
，verse two,
第二节
，every branch of me that bears fruit.
哦，结果子就凡结果子的，结果子的，结果子。
He prunes that it may bear more fruit.
他就剪去，就使他修理干净，使结果子更多。
And by the time you're done with this parable in verse 8,
第八节，当你到了末了的时候，
by this my Father is glorified.
你们就多结果子。
That you bear much fruit.
因为我父因此得荣耀。
So we have fruit, more fruit, and much fruit.
所以我们看到结果子，更多果子，多结果子，越来越多。
Which suggests this and this only.
这个给我们的给我们的暗示是
You should be ever producing more.
你应该不断的越来越多的结果子。
Now, once again, we have to stop and talk seriously and honestly.
我们再次要停下来，要严肃的对待这个问题啊。
It is common doctrine and theology in most of our churches.
Common
doctrine and theology.
这是在我们的大多数教会里头很平常的一些教义教导啊。
To believe that the Christian life can be summarized this way.
基督徒生活可以这么样总结它。
Ask Jesus into your heart.
请耶稣邀请他进到你心里。
Live a good life, the best you can.
尽力过一个美好的基督徒生活。
And when you die, hopefully you'll have a comfortable death and heaven afterwards.
然后当你死的时候，盼望你死的时候很舒服，然后之后呢上天堂。
That's the Western concept.
这是西方人对基督教的一种概念呐。
And it's damnable.
这是可怕的。
It's ruining souls.
这是毁坏人灵魂的一种概念，错误的。
The Bible says,
圣经说
that the Christian life
基督徒生活
is something supernatural.
是超自然的一个生命。
It's not something that natural man can do or affect.
这不是人在自己的天性里头能够成就的。
It is the activity of God.
这是神的作为。
Jonah said, "Salvation is of the Lord."
约拿说，救恩是出于耶和华。
It is God's activity in you.
是神在你里面动的善功。
It is the very life of God in the soul of a person.
这是神在你灵魂里的一个大功。
That means it's no longer a natural life, it's supernatural.
这意味着这不是一个自然生命，乃是超自然的生命。
That means a supernatural God lives in you.
这意味着这位超自然大能神在你里面。
And salvation is not punctiliar, meaning point in time.
救恩不是在哪一点，哪一个时候成就的一件事实。
Conversion, salvation, justification.
归正、归信、救恩和称义
，All of these are the beginnings of a new supernatural life.
这不过是一个超自然生命的起点罢了。
That life is characterized this way.
这个生命的特征乃是
bear fruit，
结果子
；more fruit，
多结果子
；much fruit，
更多的果子。
Wait a minute.
哎，等等，等等。
Didn't Jesus say some of us bear little fruit?
耶稣难道没有说我们当中有些人结一点点果子吗
？But you remember the parable of the four soils?
你记得那四种土地的撒种的比喻？有一些 结果子。
Some produce a hundredfold.
100倍60倍。
Some produce 60fold.
还有30倍。
And some produce only 30fold.
对不对？有差别。
That's who I am. I'm that 30fold.
对不对？我
I'm not 30fold soil.
我是那个30倍的。
I'm producing, but I'm on the low end. That's okay.
我也在结果子，但我结果子不多嘛。
It's as good as I can do.
我已经尽力而为了嘛。
Did you realize that 30%,
那30倍的,
a 30 times crop,
30倍的收割,
would have been considered in Jesus' day a bumper crop?
在耶稣的时代，30倍就是一个大丰收了。
Because in the days of Jesus,
因为在耶稣的日子里，那个时候
，if a farmer got 7 to 10%,
如果一个农夫能够有7倍到10倍的话
，he would have thought he's doing well.
他就认为自己挺不错。
In other words,
换言之
，if he planted 1,000 wheat seeds,
如果他种了1000棵大麦种
，and if he's just doing 7%,
如果得到
7倍。That means he's going to reap 7,000.
就是得到7000棵果子。
Sorry, math at 9 o'clock at night is probably not fair.
也许晚上九点钟那个数学头脑
就
动不了。就信任我好了。
Now you got to remember.
你要记得。
He's invested 1,000 seeds.
他投资了1000棵。
And he's reaped 7,000.
他收割了7000.
That's 7%.
这是七倍。
Okay.
对不对？
Out of that 7,000 seed, he's got a safe seed for next year and eat and live on the rest of the seed for the remainder of the year.
七倍当中，他要留下一些明年继续撒种，然后剩下来的吃，要可以吃享用。
That's why you have that Old Testament verse.
所以你有旧约那段经文咯。
Sowing seed with tears, they shall reap with joy.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
That's because often when the farmer was planting his seed.
因为往往当农夫在撒种的时候
，his wife would follow him, weeping and saying to him, "Sweetheart, honey."
他的妻子会跟在他后面说，哎呀，亲爱的。
Don't plant at all. We've got to eat until harvest.
别把种子都撒了，我们需要吃留点吃哎，我还等到明年呢。
They sowed with tears.
所以是流泪撒种。
Because next year's livelihood depended upon this crop.
因为明年的生存就依靠今年的工作的收割了。所以
Apostle Paul says in
使徒保罗说
2 Corinthians chapter 9,
在哥林多后书第九章
He who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly.
少种的也少收。
And so that wife was chasing her husband, please, be sparing.
所以那个老婆跟在后面说，哎呀，少撒点，我得
several more months,
我还得靠着这些粮食过几个月的日子呢。
That was typical farming in that day.
这是当年典型的收割的过程。
So when Jesus says 30-fold,
所以当耶稣说30倍的时候
,1,000 seed produces 30,000.
哇，这1000能够产生30,000。
No tears here.
这里不是流泪撒种啊。
Sweetheart, plant as much as you want.
嘿，亲爱的，你尽量撒吧。
So when Jesus said 30-fold, he wasn't talking about weakness or littleness.
所以当耶稣说了三十倍，他讲的不是软弱，不是缺乏。
Beloved,
亲爱的
，the question is tonight.
今天要问你的问题是
，is the activity of God in your life?
神在你生命中的工作。
How do I know that the activity of God is in my life?
神正在你心中动工，我怎么知道呢
？There will be fruit.
就可以看到你生命中的果效。
And over time,
过一段时间，你会看到更多的果子。
And over more time,
又过一段时间，越来越多的果子。
Why?
为什么？
Because this is the activity of God Almighty.
神，这位全能神在你心中的工作。
Yes,
是的。
With man, it's impossible.
人在人是不可能。
But with God, all things are.
在神没有难成的事。
Even much fruit.
甚至结出许多的果子来。
My dear friend, is that the kind of Christianity you have?
亲爱的朋友，这是你所经历到的基督教吗？
Is the life of Jesus Christ flowing in your soul?
耶稣基督的生命 是否从你生命中流露出来呢？
Can your wife, your husband, your children see
你的妻子、
the activity of God in you?
你的儿女能够看到神在你生命中正在动善功吗？
If I was to go to your wife tonight, sir,
如果今天我去问你妻子
and ask her, does she see the countenance of Jesus in your face?
是否问你妻子，是否在你老公身上看到耶稣基督的荣光的反应呢？
My wife calls them Jesus eyes.
我妻子称他为耶稣的眼睛。
You can see the life of Christ gleaming in the eye. There's something there.
你看到耶稣的生命在你的眼睛中闪烁出来吗？你看得到吗？
What would she say?
他会怎么回答？你妻子会怎么说？
What would your children say?
你儿女会怎么说？
Does your daddy love Jesus? And is he on fire, passionately pursuing him?
你的爸爸是否爱耶稣？他是否正在竭力的追求？尽心的爱他呢？
They know you.
孩子认识你。
They know the real you.
他知道真正的你是谁。
What would they say?
他们会怎么回答呢？
I'm not suggesting in the least some idea of Christian perfectionism.
我讲的不是基督徒十全十美万无一失啊，不。
But I am proclaiming clearly and plainly tonight.
但是今晚我在清楚地宣讲。
That if the life of Christ is in your soul,
如果耶稣的生命在你的里面，
there cannot help but be fruit.
你一定会结果子的。
Because the fruit of the vine is the responsibility of the vine.
因为叫你结果子是葡萄树的责任。
Are you one of these that I talked about in the very beginning?
你是否是我起初讲的那些人？
Name the name of Jesus.
有耶稣基督徒之名。
But there's nothing supernatural about your life.
但是你的生命却没有他超自然的大能在运行。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我。
These are important questions.
这些都是很重要的问题。
And as we go deeper into this parable,
当我们更深进一步地了解这个比喻的时候，
Our Lord is going to explain how the supernatural life
会解释这个超自然生命如何
works in you and I to produce this.
在你我里面运行来结果子。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you now for this beautiful parable.
父神，我们感谢你这个美妙的比喻。
And for the next few hours and days, we pray.
这接下来的几个钟头和日子，我们祷告。
That you'd give to us the Holy Spirit's illumination.
你赐我们圣灵的光照。
And with all our wisdom, you will also give us understanding.
而且赐我们智慧，给我们，让我们明白。
We can see your activity in all of us.
好叫我们可以看到你在我们身上，个人身上的工作。
In Christ I pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.